has joined.
Sure. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the first? It sounds like it.
I think so. But it was waiting for the administrator, so I think so.
Malcolm.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll start in about 1 minute. Please join me in. Well, we already said that. So we'll say L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit kilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. L'yachta l'shem yud he bavate. L'yehuda shalom b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah. L'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohino alena maaseya deno kunene alena maaseya deno kunenehu. Our handout can be found on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When the landing page opens up, scroll down almost to the bottom of the page, where you'll see a section titled Musar. The second link under that title is Mesilat Yesharim, The Path of the Just, by Rabbi Luzzatto. When you open up that link, it opens up to the Safaria website. And you'll need to click on the word introduction in the top left corner. I have returned.
Has joined.
So we're going to start with paragraph one of the introduction. You'll notice the paragraph numbers are on the right of the Hebrew, or at least this first one is. Sometimes it changes. Amar mehamechaver bechayvur hazeh lo habritiv lalamed livnei hadam et asher lo yedalu elal haskiram et hayedua lachem gaver umapurtzim. Atzlin Piyursin Piyrusom Gadol Kim Timatim Baruch Devarei Ela Devarim Sheru Bnei Ha'adam Yodaim Otam Velo Masif Tafikim Bahem Kilal. The writer says, I have composed this work not to teach people what they do not know, but to remind them of what they already know, and which is very familiar to them. For you will find in most of my words only things which most people already know and do not have any doubt about. The second paragraph. Ela shakifi ro parsut mam kineged mashayam tatim geloya likolka ha alam mehem mitzave meod vashikacha Rava al kein ayon hato alat analkit mize hasefer yotzi min hakriya vo pa'am machat ki kaver af shir shelo Imsa hakora bashakalo hadoshim ahar kariyato shelo hayu bo lifne kiriyato el meat aval hato alat yote min hachazara ala aliyav Vehahatamida kiskaru lo hadavarim haile hanashachayim mivne hadam betava vishim elivo hovato asher umeta alam. But according to their familiarity and to the extent that their truth is evident to all, so too is their neglect very prevalent and forgetfulness of them very great. Therefore, the benefit to be gleaned from this book is not from a single reading, for it is possible that the reader will learn little that he did not already know. Rather, the benefit derived from this book comes from review and diligent study. For then he will be reminded of these things which by nature people tend to forget, and he will put to heart his duties, which he hides from. The third paragraph. Vitaria im hatavunin vichawa v'rov ha'olam kiro anashi ha'shekel ha'mahir v'hafakotim ha'chirafin yishimu rovet hatavunanim Vahasati kali flutim Vedakod haki hamaut Vyokimek Vahayonim ish ish kafinatiyat Tekilo vahashaku atavetevai you reflect on the current state of affairs in most of the world, you will see most people of quick intelligence and sharp mentality devote most of their thought and interest in the subtleties of wisdom and the depths of analysis. Every man according to his intellectual tendency and natural desire. This is a long way of saying everybody is different. Ki yeshiti rahu meod umakakar habirya vahatava ve'achrim yitanu kola yonin v'tach kona v'lahayna dasa v'achirim l'malachot l'malchut v'acharim yikanesu yoter el hakadosh dahayinu l'mod ha-Torah v'ha-Kedusha mehem b'fil boli ha-Achil chot mehem b'madarashim behem b'tpasiki ha-Dinim. There are those who toil greatly in studying the creation and nature. Others devote all their study to astronomy and mathematics, or to the arts. There are others which enter closer towards the sacred, namely the study of the Holy Torah. Among those, some occupy themselves with halakhic analysis, others with midrash, and others with law decision. The fifth paragraph. Achmatim yihiyu min ha-min hazeh asher yikvau ayinu mi'bod al aneni shelimot Avoruda Al Hava Al Yhira Vialda. Al Hava Al Hira Al Hadavakot Vial Kosha Ar Haliki Hasidot Velo Mifne She'en Devarim Ha'ela Achrim Aslim Kim Tashil Lachem Kol Echad Yomar Shezahu Ha'ikbar Agadol V'shila Yedomi Acham Sheyeh Acham Be'emet Shelo Yitbarav Atzalo Kol Hadavarim Ha'ele. But few are those which devote thought and study to the matter of perfection of divine service, on love, on fear or awe, on clinging, and the other branches of piety. This is not because they do not consider these things as fundamental, for if you ask them, each one will answer you that this is of utmost importance, and that it is unimaginable for one to be considered truly wise, for he has not fully comprehended these matters. Paragraph 6. Shema Shela Yirvo Le'ayin Alayu U'mifnei Roparsom Adavarim U'pashitotem Atzlim Shelo Yiriya Lehem Tzorich Lehotio Be'ayonim Zaman Rav. Rather, their lack of devoting more attention to it stems from its being so familiar and so evident to them that they see no need for spending much time on it. The seventh paragraph. Willo yishar le'yemod hadavarim ha'ele ha'ukriya asafirim mezeh hamin ki'im otim she'en chekalim bokach dak ukro le'chayotas. Consequently, this study and the reading of books of this sort is left to people of not so keen and almost dull intelligence. Are you beginning to feel that a little bit put off by this introduction? That's what it's meant to do. Paragraph 8. Ye ala tiro toria otem shoktim al kozer belo yezozo mimino ad shalifi hamanaheg hanoheg beolam beshitaria. Echad metachasid lo tokel limena milchasho oto legas hashakel. These types of people, you will find diligent in all this, not budging from it until the situation has reached the point that if one sees a person engaging in piety, he cannot help but suspecting him of belonging to those of dull intelligence. The ninth paragraph. Ui olam toldot hamanahag hazedreot lehachmamot. Uval vilti hachnaim igorim shemala umeila lechayachsir hachasidu amit vahayechaya yekar meod ulamatzva oto ba'olam. The consequences of this situation are very evil, both for those who possess wisdom and those who do not. For it causes both types to lack true piety, thereby making it exceedingly rare to be found anywhere in the world. And you'll notice that the paragraph 10 is offset from the Hebrew. But the next paragraph that we're reading is paragraph 10. Ki yaksir min hachachmim l'me'ot ayonem bo v'yachasir min havalifalti hachmaim l'me'ot ha Asha Gad Nitim Oto. It is absent from the wise due to their inefficient reflection on it, and likewise to the non-wise due to their insufficient grasp of it. Paragraph 11. Od sheyadmo rov b'nei adam shehachasibyot hal talo be'yamam rat mizamorim harava wodoyim varochim me'otzomot ishim v'tavei.
Has joined.
So mot kashayam v'tavilot yarach v'shale kolam devarim asher ein ashekel noach v'ahem v'ein hada'at shokata. The situation has reached the point where most people imagine piety consists of reciting many psalms, very long confessions, difficult facts, and immersions in ice water and snow. All are things incompatible with intellect and with which reason cannot find peace. Paragraph 12. V'ha-chasidot ha-amiti v'nirtza v'ha-nachama rehok mitzior shekilanu ki ze davar peshit milati dela rama alaya ha-de'ana Da'inosh lavadataya. Thus the true piety that is acceptable and cherished is far from what our minds conceive to us. For it is obvious that which a person does not feel a responsibility to do does not occupy a place on his mind. The word person in this paragraph is being translated from the word enosh. And that's one of the three or four different ways of translate a man or a person. And it's the lowest level. It's a coarse individual. I believe this is the 13th paragraph. We afalfi shekavar tuvuin bilev kol hadam hayeshar atachalotiv v'yesodot iv lao ya'asok bachem yira parteayin parteayiv v'lo yikarim yavor aleichem v'la yirgasi v'am. Although the beginnings and foundations of piety are already implanted in every upright person's heart, nevertheless, if he does not engage himself in their study, he will encounter its branches but won't recognize them, and he will tread over them without perceiving that he is doing so. In other words, you innately want to be pious. You innately know what pious is. You innately can achieve piety. but not without study of what it is and what it means to be pious. Paragraph 14. Re'e ki en davari hachisidot b'yaneini ha'yiraya v'ha'ahava v'taharat ha'lev k'varim tovim b'yadam al shela. Yitzhar kol amsim l'kadiyotim ela yemitzal otem b'nei adam b'yatzamim kimo shematziv kol hanot hatanoatikim hatavayot Hashana the Haiksa the Raha of Hasheva the Kosha are hot to know. Ahako the Tava Ela Veda the Tsari Hem Lim Saim. Observe the matters of piety and fear, or awe, and love of Hashem. And the purity of heart are not things innately implanted in a person, whereby he would not need means to acquire them, such as sleep and wakefulness, hunger and satiation, and all the other responses naturally implanted in our nature. Rather, certainly, it is necessary to employ means and strategies to acquire these traits. Paragraph 15. Willo yivatsaro. Gam kain mahtzad tzidim lahem shirakom min ha'adam v'lo yaktsaro dirakim v'harokim mifnei dehem. There's also no lack of detrimental factors which distance a person from them. But correspondingly, there is also no lack of ways by which these obstacles may be held afar. This is, I believe, is paragraph 16. Yes. In kenafo ech. Lo yitzatarik lehotzio zamin al ha'olo alo ha'ayon hazel dat hamitim ha'devarim v'ladat ha'deres laknotem lakyamim. Me'ein ha'tavo ha'chachma ha'zeh v'lev ha'adam im lo yivakshona. If son, if so, then how can one not need to devote time on this study? To know the truth of these matters and learn the means to acquire them and fulfill them. From where will this wisdom come in the heart of a person if he does not seek it? Seventeenth paragraph. Pukeyon shikaver hatamat vatsil kohaham torich tamimot avodav haubat saharata vamik yonaz b'shezizolet Ela ena nirtzit vedakelal ela mematzasit umit yonavot ilo yivanot Dor doresh Hashem v'kol yitzer machashavod hu mavin. Since it is clear to every wise man the need for perfection of the divine service and the necessity for its purity and cleanliness, for without this it is certainly not acceptable at all, but rather it is repulsive and despised, since the Lord searches all hearts and discerns all the imagination of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. This is a verse from the first book of Chronicles. The verse is really essentially saying, if you seek something, it will be found in you, or you would not have the desire to seek it. And once it is found in you, the pursuit of it energizes it. But if you do not seek it, then it will leave you, because it's meant to be revealed. And if you don't reveal it, then there will be someone else who will. Paragraph 18. Ma ne'ana b'yom tokacha im ha'terashi lonu min ha'on hazeh v'hinachnu ne'devar shehu kolkach mimotel Aleinu Shehu Akar Hashem Betzalot Eleinu Shoel Me'amano. What will we answer on the day of rebuke if we have been lax in this study and forsaken that which is so incumbent on us as to be the main thing which Hashem, our God, requires of us? He is saying in this introduction that Musar, the desire to become pious, requires constant study and constant reinforcement. Paragraph 19, I believe. Yes. Aitaken Shayagia Beo Amol Shakilanu Behaki Road Asherlo Nata Hivinu. Bam tuf tuf Chesed Tfilafolim Asher Lo Yitzhe Lanu Shom Pari Behem Bedinim Asher Anim Shekin Lanu Vilma Shechivatem Vaim Anu Livori Anu Hova Rava Nazwahu Leharagel Nani Hahu Lemitzva Anshim Pelomada. It is conceivable for us to exert our minds and labor in logical inquiries, which we are not obligated in sharp discourses bearing no fruit, and laws which are not relevant to us. And that which is so great a debt to our Creator, we abandon it to habit and surrender it to rote practice. This paragraph is describing how people argue over nothing or things that are not truly important, but they think they're discussing major points of Torah, like the difference between the difference between whether you wear tzitzit that have all four strings white, because historically the blue strings were lost, the tehelet color on the tzitzit, or you wear the newly found tehelet, which is correct. There are many arguments about it. There are many halachot or evaluations of halachot as to what is the correct thing to do. One argument is, we had the blue before, so we should wear it now. The other argument is, yes, but we lost it, and the white strings are the tradition, so we should not change. Does it really matter? The tzitzit is a tool to prepare a particular
has joined.
Meal. And that's why it's done. And as long as you understand that and have that in your consciousness when you say the blessing, then you have developed your protection shield. And the outer garment known as a talit, which is the same type of four-cornered garment, is creating the external protection shield, while the tzitzit represents the internal protection sheet, which is why women are not obligated in the tzitzit on the physical level because it's time-bound, but on the spiritual level, it's because their breasts represent that inner protection shield. Why the breasts? Because that's where the transition, according to the Talmud, where their blood is converted into milk.
Has joined.
Whether that's true or not, scientifically, I've not studied the subject, so I will not say. Verse 20, and this will be the last verse for today. Im lo nisata kalnu velau yainu mahaya haira haematit vilma anafaya shikach v'talich a'afi she'yada'anu ovata. If we do not look into and analyze what is the true awe or fear of Hashem, and what are its branches, how can we ever acquire it? And how can we ever save ourselves from the worldly vanities which cause our heart to be forgetful of it? Will it not be forgotten and go away, even though we recognize its necessity? Does anyone have any questions? If not, hopefully you'll join the other two classes today, the Deep Zohar and a questions and answers period. And we look forward to speaking to you in those classes. I wish you all a beautiful afternoon. Shalom Gadol. Much peace in your life. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.